time on the Center Point Energy Home Service Plus Hotline for the Rash Report featuring John Rash of the editorial board of the Star Tribune. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you this morning?
Very well. John, before I ask you about last night's debates, I have to mention our friend Sid Hartman passing away at 100 years, 7 months, and 3 days last week. And even though he was of that age, it still seemed to be quite a surprise to many of us that knew him. And I just want to salute what I thought was just an absolutely beautiful photo that you had on the cover that you did for Sid in the paper. It was just his tape recorder and nothing else on the page. And that spoke volumes without saying anything else. Yeah,
it really did. And I thought that was the whole package was presented very, very well. But the white background and the stylized drawing of what his iconic recorder that you and I and so many Twin Cityans and Minnesotans who saw him at sporting events or saw pictures of him reporting from them immediately recognized, and it was the tool of his trade and endured, you know, well beyond when other reporters were using it, and was kind of a throwback as Sid was, but Sid also was very much in the moment in terms of, as you know so well, Dave, because you knew him and had such a great friendship with him. He was innately curious and completely committed to his craft, and he wanted to be first and best till the very last column that he wrote and that ran on the day that he passed away. So an extraordinary loss, of course, for WCCO Radio and the Star Tribune, and most profoundly, his family and his friends, including you and I and so many other Minnesotans. So he will long be remembered and certainly a legend in terms of everything that he did and just a loss as an individual as well.
I think you nailed it when you said curious. He never stopped being curious right up until the end. And I knew where his fix-it shop was for his recorder because I couldn't figure out how that thing was always working, John.
It kept going.
He had a secret spot in St. Paul. I know right where it is because I was with him one day back when he was probably about 90, and as he was leaving the restaurant we were eating over at the Lexington, as he's walking out, we're all walking out, he falls down, and you're going, oh my goodness, gets mm-hmm. right up like nothing ever happened. I mean, he was physically, absolutely, genetically blessed because until the very end, the guy was in pretty good health. There's no doubt about that. Okay, well, I know you'll have more tributes during the course of the weekend as well. I did want to ask you about your reaction to the debate last night, to the moderator, just to the overall format and how it worked.
Much more in keeping with previous presidential debates, and I think that was a relief for the country as well as, most importantly, from their perspective, the Trump campaign, because public opinion polls showed that his behavior during the first debate really hurt him with the American public and the very few remaining undecided voters who were out there at that time. So it may have stabilized the race and given him a slight boost, but I didn't see anything and I didn't hear anything, and I don't know if the American public did, that would fundamentally alter the course of the race. And when you have a contest as it was going with Vice President Biden with a high single-digit to low double-digit lead nationally, some of the swing states, including right here at home, probably significantly closer than that. But there didn't seem to be anything that dramatically shook up the race there. That is something that the president needed. Now, ironically, sometimes the way to do that is to take great risks in a debate, but the risk would be repeating his behavior of the first debate. He did not do that, so probably was able to at least secure his base, but maybe not significantly add to it.
I was texting Jimmy, our producer, during the debate, mm-hmm. and I said, I'm impressed with the moderator. I can't say I even knew about her prior to this, but I thought she handled herself really well.
Handled herself very, very well during the debate, but I think as well before the debate. President Trump very unfairly criticized her, both via Twitter as well as at some of his rallies, based on nothing yet, because, of course, she had not, you know, moderated this debate or any other one of this import. And she comported herself very, very well. Now, it certainly helped in that I think both candidates realized how poorly one can come across if they don't adhere to some decorum, and particularly on the president's side, that was much improved, you know, last night relative to the more shambolic, shameful performance for the country that the first debate represented. But I thought that she moved it along very, very well, gave them ample time to rebut, but also got to, you know, some newer and more important issues to the American people. And even President Trump during the debate gave her a tip of the hat in terms of how she was handling it. So she is a rising star at NBC News, and this certainly will help that trajectory.
And yet, it bothers me just a little bit, and I just did it myself there, that we focus on the moderator, because I kind of think we lose focus when we do that. But so that's something that I think all of us do, unfortunately, because we really got to stick to the information that's being spoken.
Absolutely, and you know, the ideal moderator is like an umpire at a baseball game where you don't notice them, and moderators themselves would be like that. And so, more than anything, it's just the way that the candidates put them in a position where they have to go from moderator to referee, and there was significantly less of that last night, partly because of the job that she did moderating. But I do think that after this campaign, there's going to be a continual rethink about how to do these debates, because if you look at them relative to how when they started in the television age with then Senators Nixon and Kennedy, and you know, how they really have indeed advanced the public's understanding of the candidates, they certainly are not fulfilling that objective to the degree that they can or should.
John, I look forward to your column in the paper. I always appreciate your time here, as you know, on the Rash Report. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. Thank you, Dave.
John Rash, editorial board, Star Tribune, WCCO. Politics of Voice, that's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.